Welcome. Today, we're discussing an incredibly interesting Twitter thread by Austin Allred about using AI effectively in legacy codebases. Buckle up, because this is a game changer. I'm all ears. Legacy code can be a real beast. So how does AI actually help with something so complex? Austin highlights some brilliant strategies from developers. The first step is understanding the codebase, and guess what? You can use the AI itself to do that initial exploration. Imagine asking the AI for sequence and flow diagrams. Visualizing that mess suddenly becomes manageable. Then, you can have it generate documentation, terminal commands. It's like having an instant expert on your codebase. Wow, that's powerful. But then how does it fit into the actual day-to-day coding process? It augments every step. Think about it. Jira ticket, have the AI summarize it. Need to navigate a tricky part of the code? The AI can handle it. Fixing bugs? Get AI-suggested fixes. Even testing becomes smoother with AI generating tests and finding discrepancies. Okay, so you're telling me AI can basically become my coding buddy? Absolutely. Austin emphasizes the importance of focusing the AI's attention, like a laser pointer, on the relevant code paths. Using tools like Cursor with features like Cursor Ignore, or using in-terminal LLMs like Claude Code with its massive context window. This way, you're not overwhelming the AI with the entire code base.
But what about different AI tools and approaches? Is there a one-size-fits-all solution?
Not really, but Austin breaks it down nicely, covering Cursor, Claude Code, Windsurf, and even in-browser LLMs. The thread also provides some helpful links to tools like RepoPrompt and Yek for serializing your codebase, making it easier to work with large language models. It's a veritable toolbox for the AI-powered developer.
Okay, color me impressed, but I'm still a bit skeptical. Do these tools actually work in practice, especially with those massive, unwieldy codebases?
That's the best part. Austin shares real-world experiences, highlighting the improvements in AI agents' ability to handle complex code. He talks about successfully using these tools with codebases of hundreds of thousands of lines of code, and also discusses the evolution of AI models and their increasing effectiveness in this area. He even touches on the importance of respecting code conventions and managing the AI's enthusiasm, which I thought was a great analogy.
I see. Interesting. So it's more about guiding the AI, like mentoring a junior developer, rather than fearing a rogue AI takeover.
Precisely. And Austin stresses that AI is becoming increasingly reliable and helpful in this context. It might not be perfect yet, but it's certainly heading in the right direction. He mentions that while earlier versions struggled with long files, newer models like Gemini and Claude 3.7 have significantly improved the experience.
Got it. This has been really insightful. Any final takeaways before we wrap up?
If you're working with legacy code, don't write off AI just yet. Explore the tools and strategies mentioned in Austin's thread. Experiment, and you might be surprised by how much AI can assist you in taming that legacy beast. Goodbye, and happy coding, everyone.
Goodbye.